Hello, everybody. This is Chris. This is episode 213 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And I know it's been about 2 weeks, and I'm back. So we'll see if I can keep this going. But, you know, I want to talk. I wanted to do this episode because I think this is kind of important. It's kind of an important point. I want to talk about the declining prestige of America on the world stage. You know, we are not the great power that we used to be. You know, it used to be that everybody wanted to be our friend. Everybody wanted to buddy up with us because, you know, if America was on your side, well then, you know, you're going to reap certain benefits. You want to make sure you're on the good, you know, on America's good side. You want to make sure you're buddy with America. But that's not really true anymore. We just had the government of Niger is kicking us out, basically. Now this is in Niger we have the largest drone base in the world. That's where we launch drones. It's one of our big surveillance bases, basically. And we're basically getting kicked out. I mean, you know, as of right now, they haven't officially kicked us out, but they said that they didn't like, they said our presence violates their constitution. And because they had a coup, basically, last year. And so the new government doesn't like us and wants to kick us out and thinks we are abusive and colonialist, and they specifically mentioned that they were upset about our condescending attitude toward them. You know, that those are the exact words they used, condescending attitude. And you know, this goes to show you that we are arrogant. You know, the people in Washington, you know, the American people are not arrogant people, but the people in Washington are. Really, they're just really awful people. And I think that the election of Joe Biden was very much a turning point here because, you know, Donald Trump was, like I always say, Donald Trump was the kind of guy who was promoting peace and he was promoting economic relationships with everybody. But then when Joe Biden, you know, takes over in 2021, one of the things he did was he totally reneged on the deal with the Taliban. You know, Donald Trump had a deal to get us out of Afghanistan. He made a deal with the Taliban to get us out by May 1st of that year, of 2021. And Joe Biden just said, no, you know what? No, we're not going to do that. We're going to delay it till August 31st. Well, that pissed off the Taliban, and the Taliban ended up killing 13 Americans just because of Joe Biden's arrogance. Now, I've talked about this before, where I think that some of that was the military just sort of slow walking. You know, they were hoping to stay in Afghanistan forever, and they were slow walking the withdrawal plans during Trump's time, and, you know, just hoping Trump would lose and then they could convince Biden to stay. But they apparently were not able to convince Biden to stay, but Biden did end up delaying it several months. So, you know, that's what, and I think that was a real signal to the world. The humiliating way we pulled out of Afghanistan was a real signal to the world that we're a bunch of clowns now. I mean, we really are. You know, the Ukraine war, and I've talked about this before, about the Ukraine war, the American sanctions that Joe Biden immediately put all these sanctions on Russia, and everybody in Washington was talking about, oh boy, these sanctions are really going to cripple Russia. Oh boy, they're they're going to be sorry that they crossed us. Well, turned out they're not sorry. Their economy is fine, probably better than our economy. Certainly their debt is much lower than ours. They've got a lot of economic relationships going with a lot of countries of the world. They are the hosts of the BRICS right now, or I think they are the president, quote unquote, president of the BRICS I think for this year. So, you know, what does that also show you? That, you know, we used to think that just putting our name behind somebody, like, for example, Ukraine, you know, oh, Russia won't invade Ukraine because we're backing them up. We're the big brother standing behind Ukraine. They wouldn't dare. Well, they did. They didn't care. You know, I think the Russians live in the real world. You know, they don't think of, you know, it's kind of like when you're making a low budget movie or something, you want to get some big star, big name to be one of your executive producers. And then everybody will say, oh, yeah, I'm going to support that movie because, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio is an executive producer. He's not really doing anything. He's just lending his name. But that name has clout. You know, it has prestige. And we thought that, you know, we're like the executive producer of Ukraine. We thought, well, nobody will mess with Ukraine because the United States of America is standing behind Ukraine. Well, it turned out Russia didn't care. Russia did it anyway. They were not dissuaded in any way by our warnings, and they're winning. And you know, I mean, our military has turned out to be, you know, the weapons, we're all out of. All out of weapons. We have no more weapons to even give them. That's why we were giving them cluster munitions. It's because we ran out of everything else. You know, we've had, and our military has all kinds of problems. You know, we've had, you know, our Pentagon has now gone 6 years in a row failing the audits. You know, this year, or 2023, they have 30 sub audits, and only seven of them passed. So 23 of the Pentagon's sub audits failed. They don't even know where all this money is. It's so corrupt, and we have, you know, look at our planes, our F-35s. There was that report in Zero Hedge about 70% of our F-35 jets, those really, really super terrific high-tech jets, well, only 70% of them are not combat ready. You know, I mean, then we had these problems with the USS Boxer and the USS Wasp, these amphibious assault ships that have been having all kinds of problems. They were in dock for more than a year. I think one was in dock for 18 months, and one was in dock for 2 years. You know, we had that ship that burned down, just completely burned up and gone. I think that was San Diego, two or three years ago. I mean, we've got so many. We have problems with our submarines. When submarines come in, they don't have the parts they need. They have to steal from other submarines. And there was a 2018. Congressional Research Service study that found that we've lost the Navy has lost 23 operational years cumulative due to a lack of spare parts and maintenance. I mean, we have all kinds of these problems. You know, look at our problems in Ukraine with the weapons we've given. You know, the howitzers are having way at the beginning of the war, we gave them about 350 of those towed howitzers that about 30% of them were working, or I think it was only about two-thirds were working at any given moment, because They constantly have to replace the barrels on those things because they tow them around and they have bad suspensions and the barrels get bent because they've never been used in combat. You know, a lot of this stuff has never been used in combat. Look at our smart bombs, these GPS guided bombs that the Ukrainians are using. The Russians are jamming them and they're not hitting their targets. All kinds of all kinds of problems. And I mean, look at Joe Biden has presided over, I think I posted this on X, but Joe Biden has presided over a record number of embassy evacuations or partial evacuations. We're running away from all these, you know, all these embassies. We're getting kicked out of Niger. I mean, we are no longer, you know, we are no longer this country that people respect. And yet we are still arrogant, like, you know, like we deserve to be arrogant, you know, like we're still walking around thinking we're top dog, and we're not, you know, we're not compared to these other countries are waking up and realizing that if they, and this is what I've talked about before about that the BRICS are uniting against us. You know, Saudi Arabia used to be, you know, we used to, and this is why, and this is one of the things I wanted to get to this point. I wanted to talk about Israel because I really think that Israel is going to get wiped out. I really think this is the end of it. I mean, Israel is on a trajectory right now that it's going to get wiped out, and it's all because of the arrogance of the people in Washington. You know, the people in the Middle East, Israel is in a very precarious position. They are surrounded by Arabs, and the Arabs want to just, you know, wipe out Israel and rule the Holy Land. And the only reason they haven't done it, I mean, there's two main reasons. Number one, Israel has nuclear weapons. And number two, Israel is buddies with America. But the whole being buddies with America is holding less and less clout with everybody in the world. And that's a very, you know, that can be a very dangerous thing. It's certainly going to be, I think it's going to be a dangerous, it is a dangerous thing for Israel. I mean, I think that is the main reason why Hamas attacked, because Hamas knew that now, you know, that because of everything that has happened. You know, the election of Joe Biden, the sanctions against Russia, which totally backfired, the pathetic withdrawal from Afghanistan, the failure to stop Russia in Ukraine, the pushing, the coalescing of the BRICS, basically creating this counterweight to America and Europe, to the West, it emboldened Hamas, and it's going to continue to embolden them, and I don't think there is any turning around at this point. And I think that, and I think, you know, obviously our internal, the internal politics of America are also emboldening Hamas and all of the enemies of Israel. And you know, and like I've said, I'm not a huge fan of Israel, but I do believe they deserve to be there. I think they deserve to exist, but they're going to need to, you know, I think they're going to need to start looking toward the BRICS for their big brother, because America is increasingly less impressive. So I think that this is one of those issues that we can talk about, that we need to talk about. We need to talk about how the Biden administration, the hubris, the arrogance of the people in Washington is hurting us, and it's going to create more conflict. You know, it could get a lot of us killed because our enemies aren't afraid of us anymore, and they don't respect us anymore. And they don't think that we even have any powerful friends. I mean, look at NATO. You think anybody's afraid of NATO? You think anybody's afraid of the Italian military or the French military or the British military or the German military? Nobody's afraid of these people. Not even the look at the Finland and Sweden. These they're joining NATO. The reason they're joining NATO is because they want America to protect them. I mean, that's why they're joining NATO. They're not bringing anything to the table. They have very small militaries. I mean, we are the West is a paper tiger, and the thing is that one thing we do have is nuclear weapons, and the more likely it is that somebody is going to try to test us, the more likely we're going to use those nuclear weapons, because that's all we, we may get to the point where that's all we can do. Because none of our ships work, none of our planes work, none of our submarines work. So, I mean, that's an exaggeration. I mean, not none of our, but a lot of our weapons systems just don't work. They're designed to enrich defense contractors. They're not designed to actually win a war. And I think a lot of people, the Chinese, the Russians, and everybody else in the world is waking up to that. They're starting to realize, wow, America is just so corrupt and they're dysfunctional and they're weak. I mean, we're weak. And look, I don't want war. I don't want, I want America to have a powerful military that nobody will dare mess with us, but I don't want us to use that military. I think we should have a peaceful relationship. We should focus on peaceful economic relationships with all the countries of the world, and have peace through strength, and have peace through mutually beneficial relationships. This is why Niger is kicking us out, because it's not an to them, it's not a mutually beneficial relationship having us there. We are just like their colonial overlords telling them how to run their country, instead of just, having a peaceful, mutually beneficial relationship with them. Say, hey, you make uranium. We'll buy your uranium and we'll give you a good price for it. But instead, they have a, like, I think they have about 5% of the world's uranium in Niger, and they mostly, they're still a tremendously poor country. Because the countries of the West buy it on the cheap and they try to control it and don't give them an honest price for it. They really feel like they're being abused and exploited by us. And so, if we had a le if we I think we need to be more humble on the world stage, and that humility will make, we'll make friends with countries instead of making enemies with countries. But instead we use, sanctions and war and bullying, and we create enemies. And we don't, we shouldn't have, we that's not good for us. So we are losing friends and gaining enemies, which is not good. So and other countries like Russia and China are gaining friends. They're losing enemies and gaining friends. So and they're aligning their economics, their interests with these other countries. These other countries are going to do well. They've set themselves up for if these other countries do well, they do well. If China does well, Uganda does well, or Nigeria does well, or Kenya does well. If China does well, if China does well, the UAE does well. But that's not the relationship that we have with these other countries. We have a one-way, arrogant relationship. So I think that, and I think it's all because Joe Biden represents this arrogant, this horrible, self-serving, parasitic, arrogant political ruling class that has been living it up. They've been living it up for decades, decades and decades and decades. They have been thriving and getting richer, and the government's getting bigger and more powerful, and you and me and all the regular Americans are getting poorer and less powerful, and that's the way they want it. That's the way they like it, and that's the way they do business with the whole world. And that's hurting us on the world stage. So, all right, that's it. That is episode 213. Let me know what you think, and I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.